Κυρίες και κύριοι, επιστρέφουμε στην εκπομπή «Παγκόσμια Φωνή μας» και όπως προανήγγειλα έχουμε πάει ήδη στις Ηνωμένες Πολιτείες να μιλήσουμε με τον κύριο Ρόμπερτ Λίψκι. Είναι ένας από τα παιδιά εκείνα τα οποία υιοθετήθηκαν εκτός Ελλάδος, από οικογένειες εκτός Ελλάδος μετά τον Δεύτερο Παγκόσμιο Πόλεμο και ο οποίος είναι μαζί μας για πρώτη φορά. Τον ευχαριστούμε πάρα πολύ γι' αυτό. Hello, Robert. Thank you very much for being with us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Good afternoon from Athens.
Well, I was saying that you are one of the Greek adoptees who went to various countries, mainly in the U.S., in the years after, in the decades after the Second World War. You have a very special story to tell us. Έχεις μια πολύ ιδιαίτερη ιστορία να μας πεις. Θα ήθελες να μας την πεις. Would you like to tell us your story?
Of course, sure. Should I start now?
Yes, sure.
Yes. We are all listening.
Okay.
Ακούμε.
Yes, yes. I was adopted when I was a little under 2 years old. I was sent to the United States. As I grew up, I always knew that I was adopted. And I always knew that I was from Greece. I was always aware of my circumstances.
Okay, let me translate,
sure.
Because just μας είπε ο Ρόμπερτ ότι έφυγε από την Ελλάδα όταν ήταν λιγότερο από 2 ετών
χρόνια.
Και πήγε στις Ηνωμένες Πολιτείες όπου υιοθετήθηκε. Ήξερε πάντοτε ότι ήταν ένα από τα υιοθετημένα παιδιά. Ρόμπερτ, let me ask you, you knew that you were adopted, right? Did you have a Greek name when you left from Greece? Είχετε ελληνικό όνομα πριν φύγετε από την Ελλάδα? Did you have a Greek name?
Did I know what my name? I had no idea at the time. No, I did not know growing up what my name was.
Okay. Δεν ήξερε, μας λέει.
At what age you found out that you were adopted? Από τι ηλικία το γνώριζε ο κύριος Λίψκι?
That's a very interesting question. I never remember hearing it for the first time. I always remember just being aware of it. So I suppose my parents told me as early as I could understand that I was adopted. There was no moment when I heard it for the first time. I was just always aware.
Μας είπε ότι ήταν ενήμερος ότι ήταν υιοθετημένος, αλλά δεν μπορεί να θυμηθεί τη στιγμή που το έμαθε για πρώτη φορά. And where were your parents at the time?
My parents were in the United States.
Yes,
which state?
Which state? New York. Where in New York?
Yes.
Πού στη Νέα Υόρκη?
In Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn. Bay Ridge or...
I'm sorry?
In Bay Ridge or in another area?
No, in Flatbush in Brooklyn.
Okay, Flatbush. Okay, and go on, sorry for...
Oh, no, that's right. So... as I was saying, I was very grateful to my adoptive parents because during those years, I was born in 1956, and during those years, it was common that parents did not tell their children at times that they were adopted, and the children would find out later on. So I was always grateful that I was always aware, and it never came as a shock because I always knew it.
Okay, let me translate. So μας είπε ο Ρόμπερτ ότι γεννήθηκε το 1956, ότι εκείνη την εποχή δεν ήταν σύνηθες οι γονείς να λένε στα παιδιά ότι είχαν υιοθετηθεί και ο ίδιος είναι ευγνώμων στους γονείς του, αυτούς που τον υιοθέτησαν, ότι του το είπανε.
Dear Robert, I want to ask you something, but in elementary school you were aware that you were adopted. Was that stressful for you, knowing that all other children were not adopted?
As I got older, more and more I began to feel different, and I began to be aware of the differences.
At what age? Σε ποια ηλικία δηλαδή ένιωθε ότι ήταν διαφορετικός από τα άλλα παιδιά?
If I had to guess, I would say around maybe 7 or 8 years old, I really started to think and realize that my story. Well, my circumstances were different than other children's.
Μας είπε, let me translate, μας είπε ο Ρόμπερτ ότι στην ηλικία των 7 με 8 χρονών άρχισε να καταλαβαίνει να συνειδητοποιεί ότι,
τη διαφορετικότητα.
Ναι, ότι ήταν κάπως διαφορετικές οι δικές του συνθήκες σε σχέση με των άλλων παιδιών. Yes, Robert, go on.
Yeah, and so it really, so I was always aware, and yes, at a young age I started to, and as I got older, I felt it more and more. It's, you know, it's when you're young, it's a little bit more subliminal, perhaps. As you get older, you really start to become aware that you are different, you feel different, you don't look like anyone. And it starts to affect you more and more as you get older, particularly through adolescence and then into adulthood.
Ναι, μας είπε ο Ρόμπερτ ότι συνειδητοποιείς ότι είσαι διαφορετικός όσο μεγαλώνεις.
Κυρίως στην εφηβεία.
Και κυρίως στην εφηβεία. Εκεί το συνειδητοποιείς όλο και περισσότερο. Ότι δεν μοιάζεις το ίδιο με άλλους, είσαι διαφορετικός σε αρκετά σημεία.
Στην εμφάνιση τουλάχιστον.
Yes. Yes, Robert, sorry. Go ahead.
And that's basically how I felt through most of my life growing up and through my early adult life. When I had children, mm-hmm. I have two children. When I had children is the very first time that I knew the experience of having a blood relative. I had never felt it before.
Μας είπε ότι όταν απέκτησε τα δύο παιδιά του, τότε συνειδητοποίησε ακόμη περισσότερο αυτό το πράγμα. Yes.
And with that also came the concern and the worry that I wondered if there was anything, if there were any medical issues that I was passing on to my children that I was totally unaware of because I had no idea of my biological family and what their circumstances were. I didn't know if cancer ran in my family. I didn't know if heart disease occurred in my family. I started to realize that half of my children's lineage in terms of biology was a complete unknown.
Μας λέει ο κύριος Ρόμπερτ ότι επειδή δεν γνώριζε τους βιολογικούς γονείς του, είχε αναρωτηθεί τι είδους ασθένειες έχει
κληρονομήσει,
μπορεί να έχει κληρονομήσει και τι ασθένειες θα πάρουν τα παιδιά του. Η καρδιά, το σύστημα, όλα. Αυτό το... was it stressful? Was it this not knowing what were the biological situation?
Ήταν
It was. I had never thought about it before in terms of medically or things of that nature. And in terms of myself, I never thought about it. I never really pondered that. But with my children, I did. And my children, I did. Yeah, it was. It became a cause for concern and a cause to wonder as to what I was passing on to them. Sure.
Μας είπε ο Ρόμπερτ ότι ήταν λίγο αγχωτικό, ότι το γεγονός ότι δεν ήξερε τι ασθένειες μπορεί να έχει περάσει στα παιδιά του, ακριβώς επειδή και ο ίδιος δεν ήξερε από ποιο ήταν το παρελθόν του ή το γενεολογικό του δέντρο, ας το πούμε έτσι. Yes, Robert.
Yes, and now at that point in time, the next several years passed, until we reached 1996 when I was 40. And that's when an article came out in the New York Times about people who were put in orphanages in Greece for the purpose of foster care and were, and when the mothers came back to find their babies, the babies were gone. They were told they were missing. They were told they passed away. And that's when all of this really began.
Μας είπε ότι όταν έφτασε στην ηλικία των 40 ετών το 1996 είδε ένα άρθρο στο New York Times εκείνη την εποχή στην εφημερίδα των New York Times που αναφερόταν στο θέμα με τα παιδιά, τα υιοθετημένα παιδιά της Ελλάδος και τις μητέρες τους οι οποίες τα αναζητούσαν, πηγαίνανε στα ορφανοτροφεία να τα βρουν.
Αυτό το σκάνδαλο που είχε δοθεί στη δημοσιότητα, ναι. Είχε βγει στη δημοσιότητα τότε για τα παιδιά που παράνομα το κύκλωμα των γιατρών και διαφόρων τα έδινε σε υιοθεσία.
Yes, Robert.
Yeah, so at that point, a friend of mine alerted me to that article. sent the article to us. It followed the story of two particular adoptees who were searching for their families. And like I said just a moment ago, it also detailed the plight of so many young unmarried women at that time in Greece who gave their children to orphanages for the purposes of foster care with the hopes of getting them back when circumstances got better. And when they returned to find them, they were told the baby is dead, the baby's missing. They had no recourse. And at that moment, I thought, and my wife and I thought, if there's a woman who was told that her baby is dead when it's not the case, I don't care if it's 140 years later, she deserves to know.
Ναι, μας, let me translate, Robert. Μας είπε ο Robert ότι σε εκείνο το άρθρο υπήρχαν και αναφορές σε δύο υιοθετημένα παιδιά και ιστορίες με τις μητέρες τους, με τις μητέρες γενικά των παιδιών τα οποία είχαν υιοθετηθεί και αισθάνθηκε και ο ίδιος ότι όσα χρόνια και αν έχουν περάσει οι μητέρες θα έπρεπε
κυρίως να... οι μητέρες που τα είχαν αφήσει επειδή ήταν ανήπαντρες και με το σκοπό κάποια στιγμή να τα πάρουν όταν να οι συνθήκες θα βελτιώνονταν.
Να τα δώσουν για υιοθεσία και μετά όταν θα ήταν ίδια σε καλύτερη κατάσταση να πάνε να πάρουν τα παιδιά τους πίσω.
Και πήγαιναν να τα πάρουν και τους λέγανε ότι πέθαναν, εξαφανίστηκαν, δεν ξέρουν. Ναι.
Και αισθάνθηκε ο Ρόμπερτ εκείνη τη στιγμή, εκείνη την εποχή μάλλον, 1996 μιλάμε, ότι αυτές οι μητέρες θα έπρεπε αξίζουν να γνωρίζουν πού είναι τα παιδιά τους. And so, what did you do next, Robert? Τι έκανες?
At that point, sure, at that point my wife contacted the reporter of the article. And he gave us contact information for the adoptees who were mentioned in the article, and we contacted them. And through that process, I met about half a dozen, about six or so, adoptees from Greece whose circumstances were just like mine. We were the same age. We were adopted by Jewish families in Queens and Brooklyn and New York. We either came from the orphanage in Athens or from the orphanage in Patra. And when I met them for the first time shortly after that, it was, as I said before, when I had my children, it was the first time I felt the feeling of a blood relative. Well, when I met these adoptees, it was the very first time I was in a room of people just like me. I've never experienced that before.
Μας είπε ο Ρόμπερτ, let me translate, okay, Robert. Μας είπε ο Ρόμπερτ ότι επικοινώνησαν με τον δημοσιογράφο, το reporter εκείνου του άρθρου, ο οποίος τους έδωσε πληροφορίες, επαφές, τους έφερε σε επαφή μάλλον με δύο από τα υιοθετημένα παιδιά και μετά γνώρισαν και άλλα παιδιά και στο τέλος υιοθετημένοι όλοι, κάπου έξι στο τέλος αν θυμάμαι καλά, με τους οποίους βρεθήκανε, όλοι λίγο πολύ είχαν μια ιστορία παρόμοια υπό την έννοια ότι είχαν υιοθετηθεί στην Ελλάδα, από την Ελλάδα μάλλον, από Εβραίους γονείς στις Ηνωμένες Πολιτείες και σε περιοχές της Νέας Υόρκης όπως το Brooklyn, το Queens και άλλες, το Bronx. Και ήταν η πρώτη φορά, λέει ο Ρόμπερτ, όταν βρέθηκε μαζί με αυτά τα παιδιά στο ίδιο μέρος που αισθάνθηκε σαν να ανήκει, σαν να, ίδιος, να είναι ίδιος με αυτούς, σαν να ανήκει στην, κατά κάποιο τρόπο στην ίδια οικογένεια. So, Robert, I'm sure everybody shared his own experience at the time, right? When you got together. Όλοι μοιραστήκατε τις εμπειρίες σας, τις ιστορίες σας. And what did you do next? Τι έκανες για το επόμενο βήμα?
Well, I met these people, and at that point in time, when I met all of them, none of us had found family, biological family yet. We all basically gathered due to the presence of this article. What happened next was that one of the adoptees had the contact information for two women in Athens who did genealogical research. So if you could provide documents to them, whatever you may have, they have the ability, hopefully to search the records and find your family. And that's what happened with me. I still had my Greek passport from when I was sent to this country when I was a little less than 2 years old. I sent that Greek passport to them. I sent it on a Friday. They received it on a Monday. And Wednesday night, we got the phone call that they had found my family.
Well, let me translate because this is getting more interesting. Μας είπε ο Ρόμπερτ ότι μέσω κάποιου από, από τα παιδιά και τους υιοθετημένους ήρθε σε επαφή με δύο γυναίκες στην Αθήνα, οι οποίες κάνανε έρευνα για το γενεολογικό δέντρο του καθενός και εάν τους έστελνες τα στοιχεία σου, όταν τα διαθέσιμα στοιχεία μπορούσαν να βρούνε περισσότερα για την βιολογική σου οικογένεια.
Τους έστειλε το διαβατήριό του.
Και ο ίδιος τους έστειλε το ελληνικό διαβατήριό του, γιατί το είχε, και ό,τι άλλη πληροφορία είχε, το έστειλε Παρασκευή, μας είπε. Οι δύο γυναίκες το έλαβαν Δευτέρα και την Τετάρτη έλαβε ένα τηλεφώνημα από αυτές. So you received the phone call on Wednesday, and what was all about?
Wednesday, yes, Wednesday, this woman who did the research left a message on our answering machine. It was about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. When I came home from work, my wife said, you better listen to this message. And the woman said, this is Eleni from Athens. We have good news for you and for your case. Now, since it was about 5 o'clock my time, it was midnight in Athens. So it was too late to call. Mm-hmm. So I stayed up late. I tried to call. If I remember correctly, I might have called about 11 o'clock our time, which would have been about 6 o'clock or midnight,
Robert,
about 7 o'clock.
Robert, you didn't sleep at all that night, probably.
Finally I did, surprisingly, but I was tossing and turning, and I said, oh, my God. You know, during the years growing up, I always wondered what it would be like when I finally found this information. What I mean is that when I read it in the document, would someone tell me in person? Would I hear it over the phone? And now all of a sudden, it was going to happen. The last call I made, I think, was at midnight. And it was 7 o'clock in the morning. Somebody did answer, but they said this one would not be in for another 2 hours or so. And I just couldn't. I had to lay down because I was so energized. I just couldn't stay up anymore. Yeah.
Let me translate because,
Sure.
So, μας είπε ο Ρόμπερτ ότι έλαβε το τηλεφώνημα την Τετάρτη, είχαν αφήσει ένα μήνυμα στον τηλεφωνητή. Όταν γύρισε από τη δουλειά του, είπε η γυναίκα του...
6 ώρα το απόγευμα, που ήταν 12 τα μεσάνυχτα στην Ελλάδα.
Ακριβώς, είπε η γυναίκα του, άκουσε αυτό το μήνυμα, το μήνυμα του έλεγε ότι είμαι η Ελένη από την Ελλάδα και ότι έχω καλά νέα να σου πω. Μετά από αυτό ο ίδιος αναρωτιόταν, επειδή ήταν 12, ήταν αργά ήδη για να τηλεφωνεί στην Ελλάδα, περνούσαν οι ώρες, ήταν έτσι, πώς να το πω, αναρωτιόταν τι πληροφορία είχε αυτή η γυναίκα, δεν μπορούσε να κοιμηθεί, στο τέλος κοιμήθηκε, μας είπε, γυρνούσε στο κρεβάτι και...
Έφτασε 6-7 η ώρα πρωί Αθήνα για να πάρει τηλέφωνο.
Και πήρε τηλέφωνο 11 η ώρα το βράδυ από την Νέα Υόρκης. Ήτανε 6 ώρα το πρωί στην Αθήνα. Κάποιος το σήκωσε το τηλέφωνο, του είπε ότι η κυρία δεν θα ήταν εκεί πέρα. Μετά από ένα-δύο ώρα θα πήγαινε εκεί πέρα. And what happened next, Robert?
I woke up very early the next morning because it was very hard to sleep. And I sat at the kitchen table with a pad and a pencil in front of me with my wife standing next to me. And I called up, and this time this woman, Eleni, answered the phone. And I identified myself and said, yes, we have good news for you and for your case. She said, and this is the part that really was something. She said, we know your mother's name, we know your father's name, and we found out something incredible. And in that brief moment, I thought, what could be more incredible than what she has already told me?
Yeah, let me, just a moment.
Said, you have a twin brother.
Hold on.
Λοιπόν, okay, ο Ρόμπερτ, όπως μας είπε, πολύ νωρίς το πρωί, Νέας Υόρκης, πήρε τηλέφωνο γιατί ήταν ανήσυχος, ήθελε να μάθει. Πήρε τηλέφωνο λοιπόν νωρίς το πρωί, ώρα Νέας Υόρκης, ήταν μεσημέρι προφανώς κάπου ώρα Ελλάδος. Όντως το σήκωσε, ήταν λέει στην κουζίνα και είχε μπροστά του ένα χαρτί και ένα μολύβι.
Έτοιμος για να γράψει.
Ναι, για να γράψει πληροφορίες. Ήταν και η γυναίκα του δίπλα του. Και αυτό που συνέβη είναι τηλεφώνησε, όντως το σήκωσε η κυρία η Ελένη αυτή από την Αθήνα, η οποία του είπε όντως έχουμε πολύ καλά νέα.
Όχι, του είπε ξέρουμε και τη μητέρα σου και τον πατέρα σου, αλλά έχουμε και ακόμα καλύτερα νέα. Και είπε ο άνθρωπος, καλά τι μπορεί να υπάρχει καλύτερο νέο από αυτό.
Και είπανε ότι έχεις και ένα δίδυμο αδερφό. Yes, Robert, you have a twin brother, okay.
First of all, I wrote on the piece of paper, twin brother. And my wife looked down and suddenly her eyes were the size of grapefruits. She couldn't believe what she was looking at. And thank God I was sitting down because I would have fallen down. And then she said, I guess because Eleni didn't really know the English word for fraternal twin. She said, he's not exact. He has blue eyes. He's not exact as you. What she meant was we're not identical twins, we're fraternal twins.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Δηλαδή
δεν ήταν ομοζυγωτικός δίδυμος, δεν ήταν το ίδιο άριο, ήταν από διαφορετικά. Γι' αυτό είχαν και μπλε μάτια ο ένας, χαστανά ο άλλος. Yes, go on, Robert.
And then she said he is a priest in the suburbs of Athens.
Και του είπε ότι ο αδερφός του, ο δίδυμος, είναι παπάς.
Ναι, ναι, στην Ελλάδα. Σε ένα προάστιο των Αθηνών. Ο ίδιος είχε, όπως να υπενθυμίσουμε, ότι ο ίδιος ο Ρόμπερτ είχε μεγαλώσει σε εβραϊκή οικογένεια.
Άρα είχε γίνει εβραίος, ας πούμε, αυτά εβραϊκή οικογένεια. Οπότε είχε ορθόδοξο παπά, αδελφό, δίδυμο.
Οκ. And what happened?
Well, the most interesting, Robert, the most interesting would be if you were a rabbi.
Yes, yes, people have said. Yes, it's funny. People have said that, and that would have been. It's like a joke you tell in a bar. Yeah. You know, there's a priest and a rabbi.
Να βρίσκεις τον δίδυμο αδερφό σου μετά από δεν ξέρω εγώ δεκαετίες και να σου λένε εσένα που έχεις μεγαλώσει σε μια εβραϊκή οικογένεια της Νέας Υόρκης ότι ξέρεις ο αδερφός σου, ο δίδυμος αδερφός σου είναι στην Αθήνα παπάς. Εκπληκτικό.
Yes, okay. go on, Robert.
So she gave me, at that point I found out he's a priest and then I found out basically the details of my actual day of birth. In Alexandra's hospital, the time we were born, who is older? My brother was born 5 minutes before me, so he's older. I'm the youngster, he's the old man. Yeah. And my mother's name and my father's name and all of these details.
Where were they from? You know? From where?
I'm sorry. They're originally from Levivi in the Peloponnese.
From?
The village of Levivi.
Levivi?
Yes.
Levivi in Peloponnese. Yes?
Yes.
In Peloponnese,
yes.
Or Levivi.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, go on.
At that point I just couldn't believe it. So at that point next is since my brother couldn't speak English, we started to correspond via letters. He sent me a picture of himself. I looked nothing like him. I sent him pictures of my family. My daughter looks like him. There's a very strong resemblance. Oh. When he said, so the picture of my daughter, he said, she looks like me. And since he's a priest and has a long beard and a ponytail, I said, well, you better send her a picture of yourself when you're young, because I have no idea what you look like underneath all that. So he sent me a picture of himself as a child. And yeah, there was a very strong resemblance between both of them.
So, μας είπε ο Ρόμπερτ ότι επειδή ο αδερφός του δεν ήξερε αγγλικά, επικοινωνούσανε μέσω αλληλογραφίας, του έστελνε φωτογραφίες της οικογένειάς του, δεν μοιάζανε αυτός και ο αδερφός του, αλλά όταν έστειλε φωτογραφίες της οικογένειάς του, διεπίστωσε ότι η κόρη του έμοιαζε αρκετά με τον αδερφό του, αλλά αυτός είχε γένεια και τα λοιπά σαν παπάς που είναι. Του είπε, αν μπορείς, στείλε καμία άλλη φωτογραφία που ήσουν να χωρίς.
Για να δούμε πίσω από αυτά, γιατί δεν φαίνεσαι.
Δεν φαίνεσαι πίσω από αυτά. Τους έστειλε μια φωτογραφία όταν ήταν νεότερος και εκεί διαπιστώσανε ότι υπήρχε, μοιάζανε πάρα πολύ η κόρη του Ρόμπερτ με τον αδερφό του, τον παπά στην Ελλάδα.
What's the name of your brother?
Νίκο.
Νίκος. What else, Νίκος.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Not only say his last name, but Nikos is his first name, and I believe you may meet him at the book. Ceremony on
tomorrow
night. Tomorrow night. Yes.
Okay. Did you contact your biological father and mother? Αν ήρθες σε επαφή με τους βιολογικούς γονείς του, τον ρώτησα.
Well, it's very interesting. At first, the first group of people that I met was Nico and also my mother and my mother's extended family, my mother's five brothers and their children and my 12 first cousins.
I'm sorry, your mother has five brothers?
Five brothers.
And the only female was your mother? Is your mother?
I'm sorry?
The only female person is your mother?
Yeah, obviously.
Yes. She's the only female sibling, yes. Yeah. It was one girl and five boys.
Okay.
In that family. So what happened next is basically my brother and I started corresponding. And also, one of the youngest of my 12 first cousins on my mother's side taught English. So mm-hmm. she was very, very helpful because she translated everything. And obviously spoke perfect English.
So, let me translate again. Μας λέει ο Ρόμπερτ ότι ήρθε σε επαφή με την μητέρα του και την οικογένειά της. Είχε πέντε αδέρφια, γνώρισε τα πέντε αδέρφια της, αλλά και τα παιδιά τους, τα ξαδέρφια του δηλαδή. Ένα από τα οποία μιλούσε πολύ καλά αγγλικά και μπορούσαν πλέον να επικοινωνούν και μέσω αυτής, της ξαδέρφης του. Yes, Robert.
Now, on my mother's side, you'll appreciate this, certainly, on my mother's side of the family, just like if you saw the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding, where everybody is Nick, on my mother's side of the family, for the most part, all the boys are Vasilis and all the girls are Fotini. So if I say Fotini, 19 people turn around and look at me. So,
μας είπε ότι από την πλευρά της οικογένειάς τους, όπως λέει στο movie το Greek Fat Wedding, ο γάμος αλλά ελληνικά, όπως το λέμε εμείς εδώ πέρα, έτσι που ήταν όλοι είχαν λίγο πολύ το ίδιο όνομα, έτσι και εκεί στην οικογένεια της μητέρας του, της βιολογικής μητέρας του, τα παιδιά είχαν το όνομα Βασίλης και τα κορίτσια Φωτεινή. Okay, Robert.
Now this was just so
funny, yeah?
we know the timeline. The article came out in April of 1996. I sent my paperwork in and discovered all this information in August of 1996. And then we finally traveled there in October of 1996.
Μας είπε ότι διάβασε το άρθρο τον Απρίλιο του 96, έστειλε όλα τα χαρτιά και ήρθανε σε επαφή τον Αύγουστο του 96 και ταξίδεψε στην Ελλάδα και συναντηθήκανε τον Οκτώβριο του 1996.
What about your father?
I hadn't found my father yet. We traveled there in October of 1996. These women who did the research found my father in February of 1997, several months later.
Oh, was he divorced from your mother?
No, they were never met. They were just together. They had never been married.
Oh.
And they basically went in, you know, different directions.
Oh, I mean, yes, of course. The mother has married another person. There were two children, only you and your brother. From your father.
Yes.
It was very early age. Yes.
Μας είπε ο Ρόμπερτ ότι τον πατέρα του τον βρήκε, τον βιολογικό πατέρα τον βρήκε το Φεβρουάριο του 1997. Δεν ήταν παντρεμένος με την μητέρα του. Yes, and where was your father, Robert? Πού ήταν ο πατέρας?
My father, not too long after he was with my mother, my father migrated to the United States, where he ultimately lived in Michigan in a Greek community in Detroit. He met a woman there, and they had two children. So I have a half brother and a half sister as well.
Μας είπε λοιπόν ότι ο πατέρας του μετανάστευσε στις Ηνωμένες Πολιτείες και συγκεκριμένα στην πολιτεία του Μίσιγκαν, όπου έμενε στο Detroit, στην πόλη του Detroit, σε μια ελληνική οικογένεια. Παντρεύτηκε εκεί πέρα και έκανε και δύο παιδιά. Ως εκ τούτου είναι και αυτά τα αδέρφια, είναι αδέρφια του. And you came to meet them, right? Obviously. Και προφανώς είχαν συναντήσει.
In October, my wife and I and our two children flew to Greece, and we met everyone. At one point, the entire family gathered, you know, to meet us, which was wonderful. There were maybe about 40 people there, 35 people there, something like that.
40 people.
This is very funny. This is very funny. They're roasting the lamb. The lamb is spinning on the pit. And one of the uncles takes me to the spit, and he points to the lamb. Now I see the eyes of the lamb staring right at me as I'm looking at this thing. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to throw up in front of all these people that I just met. And what kind of an impression is that going to be? So it was very funny. But yeah, we met them all, and it was wonderful. All my cousins, my uncles, my aunts, we were surrounded by acceptance and love, and it was a pretty amazing experience.
It was in Athens or Levide in Arcadia, in Peloponnese?
This was in Moscato, in Athens. Everyone, ultimately, except for the oldest uncle, everyone had since moved from the village and was living in various areas in Athens.
Yeah. So that was the October 96, right?
This is the middle of October 1996, yes.
Okay.
An interesting note,
yeah,
that we were speaking to my brother, and through a translator, because he doesn't speak English and I couldn't speak with, and we were talking about milestones in our life. And I mentioned that my wedding anniversary was October 16th, 1982. The person translated it for him, and all of a sudden he looked like he went pale. And he said something to the translator, and they looked back at me, and they said, that's when he was ordained as a priest, the following day, October 17th, 1982. So I was married October 16th, he was ordained as a priest October 17th,
unbelievable. 1982. Unbelievable.
Μας είπε λοιπόν ο Ρόμπερτ ότι όταν εδώ συναντήθηκαν στην Αθήνα, όταν τον Οκτώβριο του 1996 με 35-40 μέλη της οικογένειας της βιολογικής μητέρας του, και καθότανε και μιλούσε με τον αδερφό του μέσα από μεταφραστή, είπε ο ίδιος ότι ποια ήταν τα σημαντικότερα γεγονότα της ζωής τους, και ο Ρόμπερτ του είπε ότι ήταν η μέρα που παντρεύτηκε, και του είπε ότι αυτό έγινε στις 16 Οκτωβρίου του 1992, και όταν το μετέφρασε αυτό στον παπά, στον αδερφό του, ο μεταφραστής είδε τον αδερφό του να χάνει το χρώμα του, που λέμε, να γίνεται...
Χλώμιασε.
Και γύρισε πίσω και του είπε ότι στις 17 Οκτωβρίου, δηλαδή μία μέρα μετά, ο ίδιος χρήστηκε παπάς. Κατά σύμπτωση. All of a sudden, you know, that was...
What a coincidence.
Yeah, what a coincidence, huh?
It's just incredible.
Yeah, απίστευτο.
And, you know, a big challenge... That we had is that my brother is, from what I'm told, the way he speaks is very eloquent, and it was very hard to find people who could adequately translate some of his letters. I had a neighbor who's Greek, and he would translate the letters for us in the beginning, and there were times where he said, my English is not strong enough to really tell you what he's saying. He writes in a very poetic way, and I can't really give you the real gist or meaning of what he's saying. So that was hard. The translation software only goes so far. And, I mean, this is all we have, so we do the best we can. Because it's all we got.
Yeah, μας λέει ότι ο αδερφός του γράφει πολύ καλά ελληνικά, μάλλον γράφει
λογοτεχνικά,
ας πούμε, και αυτό είναι δύσκολο να μεταφραστεί στα αγγλικά.
Ο γείτονάς του πδέω
και ο γείτονάς του δυσκολευόταν και γενικότερα δυσκολεύονται να τα μεταφράσουν στα αγγλικά.
Robert, what about your father's family in Michigan? You visited them?
Yes, well, we had, oh yeah, they are very, very close with them, very close with them. What's interesting, though, before we get to them, what's interesting is my brother was never told he was adopted.
When did he found out? From you?
From me. He found out when these two women approached him and said, you have a brother and I'm sure he'd love to meet you. And he said, you're crazy. I'm not adopted. Both my parents were my biological parents. And these women said, no, this is not the case. And his biological parents had died years before. His father had died about 2 years before. When he found out, his mother had died about 10 years before.
Yes, probably they were very old. Probably they were old enough when they adopted him.
My parents were a little bit older as well. My adoptive father was 40 years older than me. But I think both his parents were ill. They were from illness. They passed away. So I don't really know how old they were. But he never knew. And then when they told him this, he said, well, I have to check this on my own. And he asked members of his adoptive family, and they said, yes, it's true. Your mother in particular was always afraid to tell you.
Μάλιστα. Μας είπε ο Ρόμπερτ ότι ο αδερφός του δεν ήξερε ότι είχε και ο ίδιος υιοθετηθεί. Το ανακάλυψε όταν οι δύο γυναίκες τον πλησίασαν και του είπανε ότι έχεις έναν αδερφό ο οποίος είναι υιοθετημένος και εσύ είσαι υιοθετημένος, είπε ότι εγώ δεν είμαι υιοθετημένος, δεν ξέρω τίποτα τέτοιο, και δεν το ήξερε ο ίδιος και ότι έπρεπε να ρωτήσει την υιοθετημένη οικογένειά του, η οποία του επιβεβαίωσαν ότι όντως ήταν και αυτός υιοθετημένος. Οι υιοθετημένοι γονείς του είχαν πεθάνει και δύο μερικά χρόνια πριν. Okay, Robert, we don't have much time, but please tell us, so there is a happy ending here. So you meet your...
Yes, I meet everybody. So in February of 1997, these two women contact me. One woman, Eleni, she goes, Robert, sit down, I have some news. So I sat down because, you know, whatever she tells me knocks me sideways. So I said, okay, tell me. She said, I just got off the phone after speaking with your father for an hour. So they discovered they found my father. We contacted him. He had, like I said, he had married and had two children. And I met, then I went to Detroit and I met that entire side of the family. A lot of them were in this country. So I'm in constant contact with my half sister and half brother.
Your father was married to a Greek or not?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
Yes, he met a Greek woman in Detroit.
Okay. And
when are you coming to Greece now? Your next visit?
I don't know. I don't know. It's been 25 years since we've been there.
Oh, you haven't come back yet.
It's been a very long time. We went several times after we found out. We went in 1996, 97, and 98, and had not been back since then.
Anyway, να πω ότι μας είπε ο Ρόμπερτ, επειδή ο χρόνος τελειώνει, ότι συναντήθηκε και με την οικογένεια του πατέρα του στις Ηνωμένες Πολιτείες και έχουν επαφές, αλλά έχει 25 χρόνια να έρθει στην Ελλάδα. But you are in contact with your brother. Είσαι σε επαφή με τον αδερφό σου.
Yes, yes, I'm in contact. We send messages back and forth, very consistently. And I also am in contact with my half brother and half sister. It's easier with them only because they were born in this country, so they speak English.
Yeah.
So communication is a little simpler with them.
Ναι, είναι πιο εύκολο γιατί τα δύο αδέρφια τους στις Ηνωμένες Πολιτείες μιλάνε αγγλικά και είναι όλα καλύτερα. Well, anyway, because we are running out of time, δεν έχω και πολύ χρόνο. Robert, we would like very much to thank you for sharing your story with our audience.
Tomorrow we will have you in our minds when we will go to the introduction of the book.
And
yes, please.
We would like to talk to you again, perhaps with your brother.
Oh, we will talk to your brother definitely tomorrow.
Okay.
And hopefully we will see you in Greece at some point. Και θα σε δούμε και στην Ελλάδα at some
point. But we will be in contact with you also.
Thank you very much. Anyway.
My pleasure.
Thank you very, very much.
Tell my brother that I miss him when you see him tomorrow.
Yes. Yes.
And thank you.
Thank you very much, Robert.
Take care. Bye. Κυρίες και κύριοι, μιλούσαμε με τον κύριο Ρόμπερτ Λίψκι, στις Ηνωμένες Πολιτείες, Νέα Υόρκη. Μας είπε την ιστορία της ζωής του.